What is good, people? And if you are someone that comes across the Word is Mark or converse with Cody on the regular, then you know we have been doing some collabs recently. A lot of them have been playoffs, NBA playoffs. But yesterday we jumped on some gaming, but we also jumped on music. And music is the one that I want to bring up with this episode here. So one thing that I kind of mentioned with converse with Cody is that I was thinking about doing sort of album reviews here on Anchor FM, and there is no better artist to start with than St. John, which is someone that I have kind of took to their music a little bit, especially now that Collection 1 has released, kind of seeing the kind of range that he has as an artist. And I spoke with it a little bit with Cutty, so be sure to go over to converse with Cutty to check out that episode. But yeah, let's jump into Collection 1 and do a little bit of a review right here. So, the introductory track to Collection 1 is Lust, and that also features Janelle Kroll, and I didn't really know much about her before listening to the album and that first track. So, the first track is obviously the introduction, but in a way it kind of gives you the vibe straight away in that it is very different, in that it starts with quite a soulful type of melody that she kind of goes with, and he's kind of in the background of that, and it's kind of in the words of him, but as if she's kind of telling the story as the girl within the story, if you listen to that intro track. And then all of a sudden he kind of jumps up and goes into his mode of St. John and the trap part of what he comes into. And I think it's a good starter to the album overall. It kind of gives you an idea of, okay, so we're ready for this one. It starts off with a softer melody and then it hits, and you can kind of tell, okay, let's get ready for this one. The second track for the album Collection 1 is Three Below. Now, Three Below was a single that St. John dropped, and this is the one that I actually got Cutty to vibe with St. John with. This was the first one that Cutty found, and Cutty kind of looks at three tracks of an artist before he kind of commits to following what they're doing. It kind of lit a fire under Cutty to kind of listen to him. It's kind of a hype track in a way. It's kind of got a trap future type feel to it. I kind of like what they do with the beat and the way that he goes with. There's kind of a different style to it. The bass is heavy in it. And Three Below is a story of not being someone that would be committed, basically. Someone that is too cold for that, I suppose. Overall, this has got to be one of my favourite tracks that he had as a single. But then going through the album and some of the snippets that he brought across SoundCloud and stuff like that, it's still up there as one of the better ones, but it was definitely one to get me to stick around for St. John, because as I mentioned before, Cutty goes with three songs start. Now for me that would have been Roses, Reflex, and this one, Three Below. And that did catch my attention and have me stick and listening to St. John music. Surf Club. So Surf Club is the third track, and it kind of refers to his riding the wave. So basically he's at a good place right now, especially within music. He's getting out there, the fans are starting to grab onto the music, and now he's just riding the wave out, he's making the moves. It's a track on the album that is probably not one of my favourites, but if I come across it I can definitely find the hype in it and I can vibe with it. But it's not one that I tend to search out whenever I listen to the album. It's kind of a Not to say that, I think it's unfair to say that it's a filler track, but for me personally, it's not a track that I jump to. In a way, it's kind of a sleeper track because it's there, and if it automatically comes on, I'm like, oh, okay. But it's not one that I go out to search for, but it's a hype track. Fourth track, the first single that I actually noticed that Saint John released. As I said to Converse with Cutty, be sure to check out that episode to kind of get an understanding of where I first found Saint John and kind of why. But jumping onto that, Roses was the first one I found, and it was a unique sound for me. So it was kind of different. I mean, I was already listening to Future quite a bit and Travis Scott, and it kind of gave that kind of vibe, but it was its own thing. It kind of reminded me of Future in a way, but it had a different vibe to it. It had quite a dark kind of feel. I loved the way that the bass is in all of his tracks, the way that it hits. And definitely with this one, if you look at the video is based off a horror flick that came out in Europe. And it kind of gives a whole different vibe to the song itself. Like the message that is in within the video is, it kind of makes you think of the song very much differently to than what you do if you just listen to the song itself. Because I feel the song itself has parts that could refer to different things if you listen to it and get an idea of where it is. But it is more of a, I will say, hype track, more of a game, more of a dark trap. But yeah, definitely one that you should listen to if you're just jumping onto the Saint John bandwagon, because it's the first track that I actually found and actually what made me click more and listen to more. So Roses, yeah, props for that. Fifth track, Reflex. Now, Reflex was the second track that I picked up of Saint John, and this track is kind of different because it's got a hype to it. It's kind of a riding the wave, somewhat like Surf Club, but it is more relaxed. It has a more relaxed vibe to it. You can kind of imagine blue skies and beach setting. It is more of a relaxed vibe, and it talks about how there are specific lines in that song that ring out. Like, he talks about he's worked on the blueprint for half a decade, and now he's bringing it to tuition. He wants to build a cruise ship, so he wants to build a heavy foundation that he can ride the waves with. He wants to go big. So it kind of tells the state tale of what he wants to do, how he wants to do it, how he wants it all to be at a high level, how that's what his ambition is to be, and that is what he will be, because that's what he believes it has, that's what he believes his craft and what he's came up with, what he's created, has the ability to do. So I definitely rate Reflex. It was my second favourite at one point, obviously behind Roses, being the second track that I found. And when I first found it, it kind of showed me that he had different types to him, so he could do a range of different things, and that is one thing that artists need nowadays. Track 6. Now, track 6 is God Bless the Internet. Now, God Bless the Internet has kind of a different vibe to it. It's kind of in between a melody and what he does with trap and rap. So the story, from my opinion, my side, is that he kind of says God bless the internet because of what the internet can do these days, how you can blow up and how you can be noticed and how there are perks of that. Something that he mentions in that track is referring to not being single, but he sees the ones that he's found from the internet, or the one that he found from the internet, or has found him through the internet or TV, as he mentions, refers to them as a bit more like Wi-Fi. And the one that he's actually with, more like cable. So, in that sense, that Wi-Fi is not always there. So, it's when it is there, it's strong or can be strong, but then it's not always around. Whereas cable, if you were in a home setting, it is always there and it is a strong signal. So, I like the way that he did that kind of deal with referring to other sources to the events of his life, in that types of relationships could be compared to that of Wi-Fi and cable. And I kind of like what he had with this track. I like the vibe of it. It isn't so much a turn-up track to what it is, just saying that God bless the internet because of what it can do, how you can blow up on it the way that you can, how you kind of come across and how there are perks to that, which is probably the main motivation of the song. Next track. So the next track is Selfish. Now, from other reviews that I've seen, there are people that haven't really took to that track so much, but it's because it's more of a melody, I suppose you would say. It kind of shouldn't be across like that, but more of a female track, I suppose, where St. John is pretty much all up in his feelings at that moment in his life, how it kind of goes that he's selfish enough that he would want to be someone else, so that want him and the lady he refers to be someone else so that they could be together because she's in a relationship that he can't come in between. That's pretty much the way the song goes. That's kind of the vague meaning behind the detail that is probably behind that whole situation, but that's kind of what it refers to. To me, it's kind of, it reminds me of a Drake vibe, and I reckon Drake could actually do something with that track if he was to remix, which is what I would say for quite a lot of these tracks. I reckon guys like Drake, Flamingo, Future, 2 Chainz, there are tracks on this album that I wish they would remix, and Selfish is one that I could definitely hear Drake on. God Bless the Ratchets. So this is kind of a Ghetto Queen tribute, I suppose, where the one that would have the fellas flock and that kind of thing within that whole kind of environment that she can kind of control with that kind of power that she has. It's kind of more of a tribute to that, but also the hook itself kind of goes on the lines of that she could kind of run anybody out. She could push them to limits of, you know, homicide, where they've got to, you know, prove the worth sort of thing. And sometimes she can kind of circle out the ones that are not the ones that she wants around, and these fellas that are flocking will do anything for that kind of power that she has. It is kind of more of a trap turn up track, which kind of goes with the theme itself, and is kind of the other side of God Bless the Internet, because it's kind of the street side of it. So you've got the global found through the internet of means of God Bless the Internet, and you've got the ones found through the street and from the beginnings in God Bless the Ratchets. Next track. So I'm skipping the title, you already know that, but this track, it kind of takes me to Reflex and Roses. It's kind of the hybrid of what he's doing overall, because it's kind of, there is a melody pattern to it, but it has a hype to it. I kind of really like this track. I like the basketball reference in the hook, the swoosh, and the balling part. I kind of like that kind of the theme to it. It's kind of the surf club version of what I want to hear, if you know what I mean. So this is one that I would definitely search out a lot more. This is kind of, I would say surf club, but in a different matter of words, more of a different kind of hype to it. Okay, so Tracy Lords, or as other people call this track, Tracky Lords, which is something that I did for a while, I'll be honest, but it is Tracy Lords, so if you go and search up the name, you will know who it kind of refers to. But the track's pretty obvious, all you got to do is listen to the hook once you know where it's going, listen to the verses. I like the style of the verses that he does on this. It's rocky, so it's got a vibe to it. I like the trap way. I like the way that he goes across this track. It shows more diversity that he's got in this album. It's also a track that has came up like Selfish in reviews, where it's not been one of the top ones that people are grabbing at. But yeah, definitely listen to it and see what you think. So the next track, so this is a track where he kind of talks about what he's been looking for, what the idea is, what the ideal is. That's pretty much the summary of the track. It's also another sleeper, somewhat like Surf Club for me, not one that I listen to all the time, but definitely one that I can vibe with if it comes on. It's got more of a melody pattern to it. It is more softer vibed, but it is more of a, more of a melody vibe, more R&B-ish, but it's got that ghetto vibe to it in the way that it's titled Brilliant Bitch, so that kind of gives you the kind of vibe that it's going with, who it's possibly aimed more towards, because there's only a certain, who knows? Let's just run with it. Some Nights. So this is Dark as a... basically, it's more of a darker vibe. It's R&B-ish. More than what it is trap and stuff, it is more of a melody-based trap. More R&B-ish. So it kind of goes more towards the lines of... the situation that you hear is Selfish, so it's kind of a dark version of Selfish. It takes a different approach. If you listen to the album version, there is an extended part, because he did release it as a single, but it was only the first two verses. The third verse was added for Collection 1. It's definitely worth a listen, because it shows more diversity in the character of St. John, who he is. It kind of shows to me a different side to that of Selfish. To me, this is kind of the if we were to look at Selfish and we were to look at Some Nights, it is the black and white of each other. Even though Selfish also has a tale of distraught in the situation, that is kind of the light side of it. When you listen to Some Nights, you know what I mean. The last song on Collection 1 is I Heard You Got Too Lit Last Night, which is more of an easy listening track, more of a vibey track. In a way, I can kind of see someone like Kid Cudi. It kind of gives that kind of vibe to me, in a way. But it is more of an easy listening track. So, here we are. So, if you listen through all the snippets and you listen to the little snippets of descriptions, they were very vague, but I was thinking of doing more detail, but that's going to take me a lot more time doing lyrical breakdowns and that kind of thing. And I kind of want you to go ahead and get a first-hand listen on the full album to kind of get your experience from it. So, I thought little descriptions was better, and then kind of a review of the whole the whole collection as one as an album. So for me, the album is, I like it. I like the album. I like that it gives a diverse look at St. John, how he's more than just one object, which the reason why I say artists need that these days is because of where the money goes. There is so much of I mean, hip hop is such a standout genre now, and it kind of switches styles second to none. Like, you've got someone that rocks like the Migos, and you've got someone like Drake, and then you've got someone like 2 Chainz, then you've got Kanye. You've got that kind of deal going on. Then you've got guys like Hospin. I mean, then you've got guys like 6ix9ine, and yeah, the rap has got to where you've got so many styles within the element itself that it's kind of so diverse in itself now, which is why I think someone like St. John that is able to kind of take a trap style and make it diverse in his way. He's got that futuristic feel to his, the way that he goes vocally. He also has the R&B melody type stuff that he does, which you can kind of tell that he writes for guys like Usher with some of the tracks that he writes together, definitely on this album. But yeah, I like this album overall. Can't wait to see what he comes up with next. I recommend that you go listen to the full album yourself to get an experience of that. If you would like lyrical breakdowns, more detail, stuff like that, hit me up, let me know, and I will do that for you. But this has been The Word Is Mark. Go and listen to St. John Collection 1, and I will see you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.